puts in yardim tei chasara. Last week we talked about puts in yardim tei chaf. The Gemara says Gemara by puts in yardim tei chasara tochen. The Gemara says sovar abay lemeimar that it should be the same the mirror image of puts in yardim l'sayich chaf. That if puts in matzilasim merubud and the memayit the chalal, puts in marin silasim merubud and the not memayit the chalal. We should even discuss a little bit why, even if the Lutzim are Chamos and Ruvah, why shouldn't they be Mimayit Nechalal? That's the bottom of the Schach. Every time you have a Schach, let's say the Schach is Tzilosim and Chamos, so the bottom of it's not. If it's Yer, the Tarech HaSara, Mishlam, it's Mimayit Nechalal. So the Yishayim have a Losh and the Rosh, the Ritva, that the Lutzim, if they're Chamos and Ruvah, they command the Lutzim and Yodoni. It's not like a salad block of Schach. But even the bottom of the Schach, that's the bottom of the Schach. That is Mimayit Nechalal. Here the Lutzim are just hanging down from the Schach. So if the Tzilos and Rubo, so they're a Schach in their own right. But if they're only Chamos and Rubo, then they just command the list now that they can't be Mimayit Techalal. So Abaye held, that should be the halacha. Tzilos and Rubo is Mimayit Techalal. If it's ain't Tzilos and Rubo, it's command the list now, Adomi. So Abaye said to him, no, it's Diras Rukh, the Ainu Ramzar, the Diras Rukh. Chavit says in this Gemara, that even if you have a Chalal of a Sarah Tvachim, but if it's a Diras Rukh, then it's no good. And what's a Diras Rukh? Need to have 10 tefachim of comfortable space. It's a tira sukh, it's no good. So the Meshul asked the kasha, a famous kasha, that if that's the case, then why does the Gemara later on need sukkim and halacha mashim sinai to learn out that a sukh has to be 10 tefachim tall? People play that if it's not 10 tefachim tall, it's a tira sukh. Habit tirutz, and then was there, Rabbi Kregez, the Teretz, and many tirutz. But I think it's really, at least in one sheet in Rishayim, I think we'll see the Teretz Meruvah. The Ritva here in this Gemara, the Lashon of the Ritva, I don't have it in front of me, but the Lashon of the Ritva, when he's explaining Rava is, so he says that Rava said to Abaye, that even the Hutzim are Kimandele Isnail, but since we see that they make it into a Diras Rukh, so therefore Kimandele Isnail Doni. And Mashkof Rishona, it's a strange ritual. What does he want? What's he being made of here as bar? First of all, stop. It's a Tesefet Dorm Shloel Tzarek. What's wrong with the Gemara? It's a Dira Sucha. You're right, Abai, it's good. It ought to be good. It should be good. But it's a Dira Sucha. What's he have to add? Since it's a Dira Sucha, so it's Command to Yisnayo Dami. Moreover, the lotion of Command to Yisnayo and Command to Yisnayo up till now in the Sugir is meant. Is it Mimayit Techalal or is it not Mimayit Techalal? Command Disnail means it's Yosem Ruba, it's Mimayit Techalal, whether it's Chalal Chav, Chalal Asar Tvachim. Command Disnail only means it's not Mimayit Techalal, it's not Mimayit Techalal Chav, Lechumra, it's not Mimayit Techalal Asar, Lekula. But upon him, that's what it means. Command Disnail means not Mimayit Techalal, Command Disnail only means it is Mimayit Techalal. And Abai said, Abai Bechor right, it's Chutzimah, Command Disnail, they're not Mimayit Techalal. But Rava said, but there's a different problem. It's a Dira Sucha. But that's not what the Ritva says. The Ritva reads into Rava, because it's a Dira Sucha, therefore the Hutsum become Kaman to Yisnai Adoni. So what's the Ritva saying? So I think the Pshat in this Ritva is the Ritva is here saying a Dava Godel. The Ritva is saying that Pshat in the Gemara is not. If you read the Gemara, it sounds like the Shulamites understood the Gemara. That Chazal were Meshayer. The person needs 10 Tvachim in order to sit comfortably. And if you don't have 10 Tvachim, so what's going to bother? So you don't sit so nearly. You can't sit comfortably. It's a Dira Sucha. The Ritva is saying that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is, it could be a person could sit comfortably in less than Asar Tvachim. If he could squeeze himself into less than Asar Tvachim. Asar Tvachim is exactly closer, like the Sugi says later on. Either Alakul Hashem Sinai, we'll learn that from Darren the Kapiris and from the Kuvim, and it's Limudim. The success are closer, they have to have Asara Tochim by seven. But Rav is saying over is that this shear of Chalal, 7 by 7 by 10, since it's this Chalal, this Rishus of 7 by 7 by 10, is a Rishus of Dira, because a Sukkah is supposed to be a Mokum Dira. And therefore, if any Chalak of this Chalal is not Royal Dira, so that chelik of the halal is not oil lecheshbon, and in mela, if you take off that chelik of the halal, you don't have so the rest of the sukkah is not big enough to fulfill the measurements, the exact measurements of 7 by 7 by 10, So maybe it's possible because you were married to halal. In other words, if I had no Xeris HaKosov, I wouldn't know you need 7, 7 by 10. Maybe you could have 8 by 7, 7 by 8, 6 by 6 by 8. That's Xeris HaKosov, you need 7, 7 by 10. But what the Chiddush Rabbi is, that even something which normally would not be Mimayik to Halal, if it would be a Shusha Shabbos, for example, it wouldn't be Mimayik to Halal, but if it makes that Chalak of the Halal Eine Roy Ladira, then that Chalak of the Halal is Mismayik from the Halal. And then you don't have a Shir. And that's Mamash to Loshan Levitra. That Abai thought Chutzim and not Chutzim that are Chamos and Ruba are not Mimayik to Halal because they're Mankidal Isnayadomi. So they said, no, here the command is Nayadomi. Because since they make that Chalak of the Halal Srucha, so their command is Snayu Domi to be Mamayat the Chala. That's Mamish the Lashon of the Ritual. So first of all, the Yeshua's Kashmir disappears. The Yeshua's assume that we have some we know axiomatically, we know a priori. Chazal just measured ergometrically. A person needs 7 by 7 by 10. If you don't have it, it's a Dira Sukha. So why do you need Sukha? I said, no, it's the other way around. If you have to have Xeris HaKosov, you need 7 by 7 by 10, and that's Taka Xeris HaKosov. Without Xeris HaKosov, I would have no idea. Maybe you could live in less. Even the Emes, even it could be you could live in less. You could live in 6 by 6 by 9, for all we know. Maybe that's the Emes. But the Torah said you need a Shear 7 by 7 by 10. But that Shear has to be a Mokum Dira. Any Chaylik of that Shear that's not Royal Dira is Mismayit from the Shear. So then the Yeshua's Kasha disappears, Ramesh Kiloy Hoy. Now, Chayre, though, you could ask a kasha on this. Because later on, by the sukkah of Chokak, you have a sukkah that's Bachas Mesar Tochim, it's only 5 Tochim, and you dug down 5 Tochim, Lashnim Lasara, and the Gemara says that if the Kaisle HaKak and the Kaisle HaSukkah are less than Gimel Tochim, so you say love it and it's kosher. So there's a Shayna Rishayim, how big does the HaKak have to be? Does it have to be 7 by 7? Maybe since you say love, so maybe it's cute, the chakak gets bigger and you don't need 7 by 7, you have 6 by 6, 5 by 5, and you'll make up the rest with the love. So the Ritva and the Ran both say that Chor and Svara should be enough 6 by 6. Because with love, the chakak should be cute, 7 by 7. Which is, but it doesn't work because any sukkah that doesn't have 7 by 7 by 10 is a dira sukkah. So on the other over here, love it in, love it ahead. It's a dira sukh. It's only 6 by 6. It's 6 by 6. It's a dira sukh. So, chayav bashkafa rishayim. This ritvan round, it says, not like I'm saying. Because here they seem to be saying that it's not. My whole time, I'm reading into the ritva, is that there's no axiom how big a dira has to be. There's a gzeres hakosov, how big a sukkah has to be. But anything, any chaylik that's not a royal dira is not nichnas into the chesbet. Well, here I have a sukkah, but if I had a sukkah that was 6 by 6 by 9, but it was kosher, it had tilchah sukkah, it had a shir sukkah for some reason, if the exercise of kosher would have been different, for example, then as long as kula roi ladir, I'd be fine. So here, l'chayra, that's what I have. I have a sukkah that it's fine in tilchah sukkah, because even though it's 6 by 6, but with love, but it's 7 by 7. And it's kula roi ladir. So why is it no good? Why is it a dira sukkah? My whole time in the ritva, the way I believe that's what it really says in the ritva, is that there's no axiom that you need 7 by 7 by 10 to live. That's exactly kosher and hilchas mechitza. You need 7 by 7 by 10 from the psukim. It has to be all royal adir because the chelik that's not royal adir is not nichnas lechashbon. So here I have a sukkah that's a sukkah ksheira and hilchas sukkah. And look at Shiurim. It has the Shiur. And it's Kula Roladir. So it's Kula Roladir, so what's wrong? Why is it a Dira Sukh? Chor, it's a Pircha in my whole world. But I think it's not a Pircha at all. And forget with this, we could answer up the Kasha they ask on the Ritva Naran. Because the emphasis of this, they ask on the Ritva Naran, this Ritva Naran by Chakak, that 6 by 6 is no good because it's a Dira Sukh. Even though Hilch is low, but it should be good. So they ask from the Ritva and Ran later on and Daf New Testament base by the Gemara by the mission of Isus Akosi Kitzrif by Shusamku Lakosil, you have a sukkah that's on a slant. So Chagas Tanoim, if it's kosher or not, you can say, but halacha we say that it's kosher if there's a tefach of Reichov before the Shippur starts. Or you have a Shippur and on the bottom there's a tefach that's straight upright. That makes it into an oil. That has an oil. So Hilchus oil, you have to have a tefach. But once you have that tefach to make it into an oil, so then she put oil in that kind of shikui oil, and it's the oil and the sukkah is kosher. So the Mechalik is showing him, how big does the sukkah have to be? This sukkah, asuya ketshiv, how large does it have to be? So Taisus and the Rosh say, and the Sound says in Shulchan Aruch, it has to be large enough that you could fit on the knee a sukkah that's 7 by 7 by 10. You have to be able to fit underneath sukkah that's 7 by 10. So that's a very, very pretty big shikua. The rich and the Ram disagree, and they say, no, all I need is that the shikua should be 17 tefachim with this tefach of strength, and then the shikua should be 17 tefachim at all. The first 10 count for the doifin, and the other 7 count for the schach. Nice that it's a shayla for the Rav, because just in Hilchos Shiurim, how does this count as a mechitza asara? A mechitza asara has to be 10 tefachim tall. This mechitza is not 10 tefachim tall. The hypotenuse is 10 tefachim. The hypotenuse is 10 tefachim, the vertical is not 10 tefachim. In Hilchos Shabbos, if you had a mechitza that was 10 tefachim on a slant, it would not be a kosher mechitza. The same thing with the schach. The schach is the Rosh Yerubim B'Shulchan. Rosh Yerubim B'Shulchan means it has to be on top of a space of 7 by 7. Schach will be not on top of a space of 7 by 7. The slope is 7. The hypotenuse is 7 by 7. The x component is less than 7 by 7. So that's a shaila in that region around. What's the Havana? The chayra, what it's B'Shach in the region around. The Sanaviches Dvarim is not Midrana right now, but the Chorav Shat in Midrana Iran is the Midrana Iran hold that that's part of the halacha of Shipui Oilim Koya Alam Dami. There's a Mishnah Olais, we showed him over there, quoted, that even if you have a Shipua, and even though it's at the bottom of the Shipua, it's not a Tefach Tol. And underneath you have a Tumas Mace, and here you have a Kli, or vice versa. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Shipui Oilim Koya Alam Dami, the whole thing, even though normally an oil has to be a Tefach, here, that's exactly the cost of Shipui Oilim Koya Alam Dami. And it has a din as if you have an oil tefach, and it's maybe it's a tum and so on. So Vice says the Rish from the Ram held that that's part of the halach of shipua ayalim, that when you have a shipua and it's 17 tefachim long, then 10 tefachim counts for the height, for the goiva, and 7 tefachim counts for the roichov, and it's the same thing as if they have that satisfies the shear of 10 by 7. That's what it says. Maybe there's other ways to understand it, alumnus, but something like that. It's some hilchasa. In the din of Shipuya Hal. But Achayim Eyas, later Achayim, so really recent, later Achayim Eyas, but it's a Dira Shulchan. Why is this any different in the case of Chakak? Where the Ritva said that really in Hilchos Mechshiurim it's good, 6x6 with Lovud, it's a good Shia. But the Ritva says no, but it's no good because Kol Zman Dirang 7x7x10 is a Dira Shulchan. So here, even in Hilchos Shiurim, it's called the Rav Ashir. But the Maisa, I don't know, 7 by 7 by 10, it should be a Dira Shulchan. Okay, it's a very major steer. I think the answer is, and this goes back to what I said at the beginning, there is no din that you need to have 7 by 7 by, there's no axiom that you need 7 by 7 by 10 of the living space. There's a Hilchos Sukkah, this Hilchos Shiurim, how big a Sukkah has to be. The halacha of Dira Shulchan just says that whatever shiur sukkah is, it has to be a reshus of dira, and any part of it that's not royal dira doesn't count as part of the reshus. Doesn't count into the measurements of the challah. Like the Ritva says in our sukkah that kiman disnayel domi, the chutzim are kiman disnayel. They shter the challah because they make a Dira Shulchan, they take that part, wherever they are, that shteres the challah. You have to take that part out of the challah. So what's the root from the Ram saying by Chakak? I have a sukkah. I have a sukkah, and it's kulei royal dira. The answer is no, it's not true. It's not kulei royal dira. Because the shear sukkah is 7 reichov and 10 goyim. You need to have, in a regular sukkah, the shear is actually 7 wide and 10 tall. The sukkah is not 7 wide. With what is it 7 wide? It's lovud. My extra tefach is the lovud tefach. So lovud is a virtual tefach. It's a good tefach. But you can't live there. It's not royal dira. You can't live in the lovud. So So that's the oimak what the rich Ramban is saying over there. And that's the saying, since the Shira is 7 by 10, I need 7 of Brecha, my side 6 of Brecha with the Lovud. The Lovud makes another Tefach. That Tefach of Lovud is a Tefach that only exists in some virtual reality of Lovud. So that's fine. In Hilchus Shira, maybe it's good, except that Tefach of Lovud is not really dear. If it's not really dear, then it doesn't count in the Challah. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying over there. Shenkin here is totally different. By lovod, the pshat is I need a seventh tefachim berechov, and the lovod makes it that the chakak, the kaisel of the chakak, even moves over to the wall. But that's a lovod. That's a virtual tefach. Over here, nothing moves. This is the halacha that when you have a shipur of 17 tefachim, that is a shear of 10 and 7. When it's a shear of orech and reichov, a shear of breva and sara and reichov shiva. In the Shipua is a shear of a Shipua, of Yud Zayin. Kach nitna halacha, that this is considered, this is 17 of Goyva, 10 Tvachim of Goyva, and 7 Tvachim of Recha. That's the halacha of Shipuya Halim. That in the Shipua, in the Shipuya Halim, that's how you measure the Erech and the Recha. So that's a Sukkah, that's 10, but that's 7 by 7 by 10. That satisfies, and it's Kula Yerayla Diva. Because every inch of the sukkah is right with you. So male is no, there's no problem with your sukkah.
Even the matam saras.
Because this is a shear, this is not a sukkah where I'm imagining that it has a shear. By the lovud, this is a sukkah that doesn't have a shear, but I'm imagining that it has a shear with lovud, so it has a kilu. It's a kilu, it has a shear. It's not a sukkah that kilu has a shear. This is a sukkah that has a shear. Because in Shipuya Aleph, this is the shear. This is how you measure 10 and 7 in an inch Shipuya Aleph. This sukkah has a shear, and it's clearly royal deer. Again, the whole thing from beginning to end is lapuke. Yeshua understood, the naive understanding of the Gemara is that Chazal did some kind of tests with crash dummies, and they said you can sit comfortably and eat 7 by 7 by 10. And that's it, if you don't have that, it's a deer sukkah. Yeah, then the Yeshua's kash is gaval. So what do you need sukkah for? Chazal were Mashiach, you need 7 by 7 by 10. So the answer is, I believe, according to the Ritva, I think it's Mamish Mutzik in the Ritva by Lutzen, that that's not the Pshat. Chazal didn't make any didn't have any Kriyash Dummies, and they made no such determination. And it could be you could have a royal deer in less. Chazal just said that whatever the Torah says, the Shir Sukkah, it has to be Kula royal deer. If the Torah would have said that a Sukkah has to be 100 Tvachim tall, and 100 Tvachim wide, every one of those Tvachim would have to be royal deer, because the Tefach that's not royal deer wouldn't count as the Rishus of the Sukkah. So you would only have 99 by 99. It would lack in Shirei Sukkah. It happens to be there's 7 by 7 by 10, but it's not. It's nothing to do with the whatever the Shirei Sukkah is, it has to be Kulei Roi L'dir. The Chelik is not Roi L'dir, it's not Nichnas B'Cheshva. So by Chakak, the Sukkah has to be 7 wide. And it's not 7 wide, because with Lovod, I'm making it 7 wide with Lovod. That means I'm padding it. I'm adding a Tefach of Lovod. I'm keep imagining that the Chakak moved. So that imagining that the chakak moved works in halacha, but it's not roi l'dir. So that tefach doesn't count. The tefach halacha can't count as a tefach roi l'dir. It's not a mokum dir. But here, that's not the pshat. It's not that I imagine that the thing straightened out and got longer and wider. And that's not the pshat of Shipuya Halim. The pshat of Shipuya Halim is that when you have it, that where the Torah has it, where we have a shir goiva of asar tochim, and you have a shir roichav of shiva tochim. So when you have a shipua, so then that translates into 17 tefachim of shipua. That's how kach nitna halacha. That's how the halacha of 10 tefachim goyba and 7 tefachim reichav in the shipua is 17 tefachim of shipua. So then this sukkah has shir sukkah. If it has shir sukkah and it's kula roi l'dira, so then it's not a shir sukkah.
Wouldn't be
a psul
on dirus
rucha,
but the ritva. It's not necessarily.
It's also dirus rucha because that chelik of the halal is not right with
dirah. But schach shari chara, we're saying that it's like the schach is not there because it's not necessarily.
No, not the schach is not there. Wherever you are, that has a reich ra. If the whole sukkah has a reich ra, then you reduce your halal to zero.
Uh-huh.
Whatever is not, no, whatever is not right with dirah is not part of the halal of the sukkah because it's the halal of the sukkah has to be a mokum dirah.
The male also a nice sukkah also would it be just that's part of the dira.
That's a different shot. Why does nice sukkah not invite the takeaway from the dira sukkah? So that they're saying yes. That's a kasha lufil. That's a kasha with me or without me. Uh-huh. That's a kasha stam. Yeah. This is where Taisa says the Rashba says that noy doesn't make dira sukkah because it's a dira noy. It's not a dira sukkah. It's a dira noy.
So it's not.
Could be other mahalchim. doesn't stir you in that area. But our component, it's not the it's to my to, it's a kasha anyway. But this is the nukuta I want to say. I think in the Ritva it's mamish in the Ritva in Iran it's mamish kimat mafurish in the Ritva b'yas b'rutzim it's kimat mafurish that's the word of Dira Shukha. Otherwise the kimat disnai lomi makes no sense. That's what he's saying. It's kimat disnai lomi means that's the kimat the translation of the words kimat disnai lomi means it's mamayat d'chala. So he says since the hutsim are the hutsim make it hard to live, so kimat disnai lomi they mamayat d'chala. But that's all they do, they mamayat d'chala.
Doesn't he say? I mean, so what he says it's the reason why the that part that's not as tall can't count because it's dira srucha.
Mm-hmm.
So is that because it's dira srucha? It's meaning because I have a everything
that can't count. The lova can't count because you need 7 by 7 of dira. You need 7 by 7 by 10 of the shear of 7 by 7 by 10. When the Torah said exists a cost of the shear 7 by 7 by 10, it means a shear of a mokum deer of 7 by 10. Lova can't give me that. But here I do have it. Here I have a shear of 7 by 7 by 10 of mokum deer. Because this is a shear of 7 by 7 by 10. Okay. That's it, guys.
You don't know, you just assume that the love of this thing is that the top is like the, well, like a Matthias to go, a love of then a halacha to go.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I know what it means, but I don't know what it would mean, but that's the problem.